just talk a little bit about what you're doing this year here in Hutchinson County for 4-H Achievement Days.
So this year I have 3 pigs that I'm showing and 2 goats. I have a lot of display exhibits, including visual arts, home environment, fashion review, and foods.
Do you like more of the kind of the static stuff, or do you like to be out there showing off some of the animals?
I really do like the static exhibit stuff, but I like showing animals as well.
What's more stubborn, a goat or a pig?
A goat.
No hesitation, by the way. Yeah. Obviously, you're listening to this, not hearing it. No hesitation, the goats are the most stubborn. Do you have maybe a good story about trying to show a goat and it just didn't want to cooperate that day?
Last year at State Fair, when I was trying to lead my goat on a show halter, it kind of kept jumping up in the air and it was hard to control.
So is that the goal this year too, or to make it to State Fair, or kind of what's the, how do you get from the county level up to the State Fair level?
So county level, you can get a purple and go to state, and that's about it. And you want to get a purple so you're good at state.
Gotcha. How many times have you been to state and what for?
I've been to State Fair my whole life, but I started showing when I was around 4 or 5 years old.
Gotcha. And I'll ask the same question. When you first started, what were you showing, and how's that compared to now?
When I first started, I showed pigs. I had about 2 of them, and then as the years went on, it varied. I got 3 or 4 pigs, and then went back to 2, and I showed a small baby beef calf 1 year, and then I went back to showing pigs, and I started goats, and I love my goats now.
Well, best of luck. Hopefully you get back here on for the State Fair, and hopefully it's a great time coming up in early September. We'll have more coverage here from Trip and the Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days in a moment.